This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasad with news headlines first. President Bidya Devi Bhandari to inaugurate 13th South Asian Games Summit, a grand function this evening. Counting of votes for yesterday's by-elections going on. Foreign Employment Department starting online token system for acquiring labor permit, and Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi submits his resignation amid ongoing anti-government protest. Now the news in detail. President Bidya Devi Bhandari is scheduled to inaugurate the 13th South Asian Games at Dasrath Rangasala Stadium amid a grand ceremony this evening. Various cultural performances will be demonstrated in the opening ceremony, including the march past of the players of the participant countries. The government says it has completed all the preparations to make the SAG game grand and historical. Likewise, the Metropolitan Traffic Police has enforced an odd-even rule for the vehicles for the convenience of the traffic management. However, the rule is not applicable to vehicles used by government, journalists and for emergency service and the service related to sports. Senior Superintendent of Police Bhim Prasad Thakal said, as per the rule, only vehicles with odd number plates can ply on Kathmandu Valley roads on the inaugural day of the Games on December 1st. Likewise, on the concluding day on December 10, only vehicles with even number plates are allowed. Inspector General of Nepal Police Sarbindra Khanal has directed police personnel deployed at Trivandrum International Airport to make security arrangements effective for the athletes visiting Nepal to take part in the 13th South Asian Games. Stressing the need to provide quick and proper treatment to the guests participating in the SAG, he said it should be taken as an opportunity to provide and service to them. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has extended best wishes to all Nepali sisters and brothers on the occasion of the age-old cultural festival Bibaha Panchami today. In a message of best wishes, President Bhandari wished Bibaha Panchami fostered mutual harmony, unity and tolerance among all Nepalis. President Bhandari said Mithila civilization was full of knowledge and cultural values. Bibaha Panchami is observed in special commemoration of the marriage of God Ram and Sita on Mangshi Shukla Panchami as per the lunar calendar. Counting of votes is ongoing for the yesterday's by-elections for 52 people's representatives posts at local, provincial and federal levels. According to the latest update, House of Representative candidate of the Communist Party of Kaski Constituency 2, Bidya Bhattrai, is leading the vote count with 3,276 votes. Her immediate competitor, Khemraj Paudel of Nepali Congress, has acquired 2,115 votes. Similarly, counting of votes is ongoing for Province Assembly member of Bhaktapur constituency, Won Kaur. Nepali Congress candidate is leading the vote count with 8,101 votes, while the Communist Party candidate is second with 5,631 votes. Likewise, vote count is also ongoing for Tharan sub-metropolitan city. Nepali Congress is leading the vote count with 679 votes, while Communist Party is second with 529 votes. The Election Commission has said the voters turned out in the by-election held yesterday for a member of the House of Representatives, member of State Assembly and at local levels has been estimated 65.43%. The Election Commission informed that 297,136 out of total 454,114 voters participated in the election. The voting for the election of a member of the House of Representatives in constituency of Kaski saw 65% voters turn out, while voting for election of state assembly member in Bhaktapur had 70%, in Baglung 61% and in Dang 67%. Similarly, for the election of mayor in Tharan sub-metropolitan city, voting percentage was 59%. Phalgunananda rural municipality, Makalu rural municipality and Pipara rural municipality had 66%, 65% and 60% voters turned out respectively. The election for vice chairman at Karpunath rural municipality witnessed 85% voters turned out. The election commission shared at the press conference that Thabang rural municipality won election for vice chairman witnessed 16.4% voters turnout list among the voting. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia said, except minor incidents, no untoward incidents occurred in course of the voting. He extended thanks to all sides for their cooperation to make by-election successful. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli's health improved significantly yesterday. Prime Minister's Secretariat has said the Prime Minister's health witnessed noticeable progress on the fifth day of his surgery. Prime Minister's press adviser Surya Thapa said Prime Minister Oli walked inside the intensive care unit and took solid meals yesterday. Prime Minister Oli is currently undergoing intensive care under doctor's constant observation at Manmohan Cardio Thoracic and Transplant Center Maharajganj after he underwent surgery of appendicitis. Prime Minister Oli Secretariat has informed anyone wishing to extend best wishes to Prime Minister. He or she can visit kpsharmaoli.com.np to send the message. The Department of Foreign Employment is starting an online token system from today for the foreign employment aspirants to acquire labor permit. The aspirant, after filling the application, will know the date he or she will be getting the labor permit according to the new token system. The department has asked the aspirants to enter their mobile phone number and email while filling the form. The government has been providing labor permit through labor offices across all the 7 provinces. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यमानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजी
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसी को डे प्याक लिन *14## डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम Rastrakul Sanchar.
Welcome back, and again we continue with the rest of the updates. Minister for Health and Population Bhanu Bhakta Dakal assured that citizens would not have to be deprived of medical treatment due to money. At a discussion program organized after inspecting the BP Koirala Memorial Cancer Hospital in Bharatpur on Saturday, he said he has focused on providing free medicines to citizens after cutting unnecessary services and perks to government employees. He also pledged to wipe out the problems of government health institutions. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Iraqi Prime Minister Adil Abdul Mahdi has submitted his resignation to Parliament amid ongoing anti-government protests in the capital Baghdad and in southern Iraq. The Prime Minister had announced that he would hand in his resignation amid mounting pressure a day after more than 40 demonstrators were killed by security forces. The formal resignation came after an emergency cabinet session yesterday in which ministers approved the document and the resignation of key staffers, including Abdul Mahdi's chief of staff. Iraqi parliament is scheduled to meet on Sunday, where lawmakers will vote on whether to accept Abdul Mahdi's resignation or not. Hundreds of protesters on Saturday gathered outside a police station on the outskirts of the Indian city of Hyderabad, demanding the 4 men accused of raping and murdering a 27-year-old woman be handed over to them. Some protesters clashed with police, hurling slippers after the charred body of The woman, a veterinarian, was found in the town of Shadnagar, about 50 kilometers from Hyderabad, on Thursday. Police said medical evidence would be hard to obtain given the state of the body, but that they were working on the assumption the victim had been raped. Israeli forces have shot dead an 18-year-old Palestinian man in the occupied West Bank city of Hebron. The Palestinian Health Ministry identified the man as Badawi Masalmeh, adding that Israeli soldiers took his body after he died yesterday. The Israeli army said its forces spotted three people hurling firebombs at Israeli vehicles, with local media said belonged to illegal settlers on a nearby route, and fired at them. The two others were arrested at the scene near the entrance of the illegal Jewish settlement on the outskirts of Hebron. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the eastern region and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now: maximum temperature of 22.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 6.8 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the lines once again. President Bidya Devi Bhandari to inaugurate 13th South Asian Games SAG amid a grand function this evening, counting of votes for yesterday's by-elections ongoing. Foreign Employment Department starting online token system for acquiring labour permit, and Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi submits his resignation amid ongoing anti-government protests. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.